1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Go. Fat Dad Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Fat Dad Podcast. I'm your host JB and this is episode 7. And this week I'm going to be discussing 5 milestones that I'm hoping to hit. And it'll be a great way of measuring my success on this weight loss journey. A little bit late this episode just because it's been a manic week. Children aren't sleeping very well, so I'm not getting a chance to record this. So this is the first chance I've had. But running late, sounding great, as they say. So hope you enjoy the show. As you've maybe aware, I've mentioned before that I've often yo-yo dieted and I've gone through several different stages of weight. I've been heavy. I've lost 4 stone at one point, 5 stone when I was younger. So my weight has always fluctuated. Well, one marker that I've always had was my lucky pair of jeans, which were a pair of Nicholson jeans, I believe they were. They were 80 quid at the time. I bought them, got them home, didn't try them on. Tried them on about a month later when I went to wear them, and they didn't fit. They weren't even close. So at one point, I couldn't even get them up over my calf muscles. Well, calf flabber, if that's what you can call it. So they had always been to me a goal. My missus always said, oh, I'll take them to the charity shop or sell them. But I'd always been like, no, believe in me, dear. I'm going to get into these trousers. And during my last stint of weight loss, I actually did manage to get into them, albeit they were a bit tight, but I managed to get them up, get them buttoned up, and I wore them twice. But that was before it all went horribly wrong, and I packed the weight back on. So this has always been my first marker of a weight loss journey. I've only managed to get into them once, and lo and behold, I tried them on today. They fit perfectly. If anything, they're a little bit baggy, so that is great. So my number one marker has always been these jeans, and I can get in them. So that's great. Great news. I probably might post a little picture up. A bit of a Levi man shoot. I don't know. I probably won't. But yeah, so that's that. Number two, another goal that I've always aimed for, is to get under 30 stone. And believe it or not, weighed myself today and I'm under 30 stone. I'm coming in at 29 stone 12, so that's £4 loss in this last week, which I was going to do the egg diet, but I didn't. I ended up doing a sort of basis of the egg diet, but with a few extra calories thrown in and just working to a calorie deficit. So on that, I've lost £4, which it wasn't difficult at all because I basically just had followed the egg diet but just doubled up on everything. So if I can do that easily, manage it well and lose £4 a week, I'm happy with that. That's number two, was to get under 30 stone, and that's what I've managed. Number three, so my third goal during all this weight loss journey is that I want to be able to go into a shop and buy something off of the shelf clothes wise and be able to fit in it, because at the moment I have to rely on specialist, well, not specialist, that makes it sound a bit weird, but I need to rely on like heavy shops like the Fat Man Shop in Rayleigh or Giacomo and things like this that are selling 5, 6 XLs. So one of my aims is to get into a 3XL that I can just go into any shop and take an item of clothing off of the shelf and be able to fit into that. At the moment, this is not possible. I've tried to get into clothes. My wife, when we first started, when we were boyfriend and girlfriend, used to always buy me clothes from places like stores at the biggest possible size, which was probably 2 or 3XL, because I told her that's what size I was, but I was not. They never fitted, and they've always just been in my shelf. So I've actually got about 6 shirts. When I got a promotion at work recently, I went out and bought 6 shirts. I say recently, it's a couple of years ago. But I went out and bought 5 or 6 shirts. None of them fitted, but I never returned them. So yeah, if I can get into those, that'd be a great achievement. And then following on from that, number 4. Again, this is a bigger goal, and will be a lot further on in my journey. but I'd like to get under 20 stone. This is a long shot because I think statistically my ideal weight is around 13 stone. I think I'd look ridiculous if I was 13 stone, but that's what the figures say. But if I can get under 20 stone, that's a large chunk of my weight goal. So yeah, that'll be another something to aim for. And number five is the I want to be able to get into a suit for my cousin's wedding in July. I'm now thinking I've had a look at my suit. In the first episode I mentioned I had a suit that I was trying to fit back into. Well, I've had a look at this suit and it is in a terrible condition. All the pockets have ripped out. I believe we went to a christening once and the baby's dummy went for a small hole in the suit pocket, so we ended up butchering the inside to try and get that dummy out just to pacify the child. But yeah, so I am going to be buying a new suit, so I want to be able to buy a suit that I'm confident in wearing. Yeah, so I want to be suit ready, because even on my wedding day, I've got pictures, I'll post them up online, I was wearing a lovely tuxedo, well, not tuxedo, like a wedding coat and towels. I just looked like the Fat Controller from Thomas the Tank Engine. All I needed was a little hat. I'm not happy with those pictures. It's a funny story. I haven't told my wife this, she's in the other room, but when I went to try this on, it was actually the biggest size they had, and they didn't have the biggest size trousers available, so I just ordered them and hoped that they'd prayed they'd be okay. And then I planned, oh, it'll be alright, I'll lose weight, it'll be fine, yeah, I'll lose weight by wedding. It turned out I didn't. We had a, I don't know what happened, but yeah, I didn't end up losing any weight. If anything, I put weight on. So it wasn't until the day before the wedding when we went to put on the suits, it was the first time I actually tried these trousers on. I believe they were a 58. Currently I'm a 54, but previously at the start of the journey I was 56, and that's a Giacomo weight. And I don't know if it's true, but to me I think they're a little bit kind with their sizings, and the 5XL is probably a 6XL, and I think they give you a little bit of leeway just so you can feel a bit better about yourself. Yeah, anyway, so I believe they were a 58. And when I put them on, they just squeezed into them, just got the bottom shut. Yeah, so that would have been terrible. I know my wife would have never forgiven me if I'd have turned up in a pair of jeans because my trousers didn't fit. Yeah, but everything was maximum size, barely fitting. So yeah, so you can look, but they say you can't look bad in a suit. You can look bad in a suit, and I want to look better. So that's another of my goals. That's number five. I'm feeling a lot more confident than I've ever felt on these weight loss journeys that I've tried. Well, these diets that I've tried. I'm not craving anything particularly. This calorie deficit that I've been doing, I actually had a egg custard tart the other day, one of my old favourites, 280 calories. But because I was well below my maximum calories for the day, I was able to have that. There's no guilt. Alright, I didn't lose 2 stone in a week, I've only lost 4 pounds, but that's 2 pounds is the safe weight loss that they recommend, so 4 pounds I'm happy with. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to incorporate the egg diet because it's easy. I find if I haven't got any structure in my dieting, that's where I go wrong. If there's no structure, if I just eat what I want, I end up just eating what I want. So that's what I'm going to do. Stick to the egg diet, grapefruit for breakfast, because that seems to be working. I quite enjoy it. It's an easy breakfast for work. I've got my colleague Don at work. He's on the grapefruit every morning, so we can eat grapefruit together. That'll be great. Yeah, so grapefruit. Hey, good one. Yeah, so yeah, that'll be good. I'm going to stick to that. I'm going to stick under. I mentioned a TD calculator last episode. My calories are 3,300, just what I need to maintain my weight. So I've knocked 500 off of them. Yeah, so that's, well, I feel like I don't eat 2,800 calories or whatever. I feel like I don't eat that and I'm struggling to reach that level of calories, which makes me wonder, where's all this weight come from? But I just do know sometimes it all goes wrong and I go on a massive binge. Weekends, beer and things like that, I think that's where it all adds up. I've always maintained I don't eat that much, I really don't, but I obviously do. But yeah, so it's enough. The calories I'm eating at the moment are enough, and that there's been no want, like no craving of anything. I haven't had any sweets. I went best part of a month not drinking fizzy drinks. I've now had fizzy drinks, and yeah, they're nice for a treat, but I'm not craving them all the time. Before I was like, I need something fizzy with a bit of sweetness just to get me through. But yeah, this turned into it's feeling a lot better. I'm feeling confident. I know I'm going to do this. That's how I feel at the moment. It could all change, don't get me wrong. But yeah, so that's why I am going to be pushing a lot of focus into YouTube, because I've been following Obese to Beast and a few other social like influencers on YouTube and things who have lost weight. And yeah, they're really inspiring. But a lot of them have said they wish they'd filmed from the beginning, showed their progress from the beginning, so they had a record of how they've done it and how it's been. So that's what I'm going to do. So coming up over the next few weeks, I'm going to be releasing videos on YouTube. I've got some editing software. I'm trying to sort out a camera, but in the meantime, I'll have my phone to go. I've invested in some like logos and interactive introductions and things like this. Money well spent. Check out fiverr.com if you get a chance. Guys will do anything for a fiver if you look in the right places. Yeah, that's that. Sorry it's been a bit of a late one and a bit of a quick one, but as I said, it's just been a busy week. So that's it. This week, again, I'm doing the same. I'm going to be on the egg diet, but with a bit of a calorie, working on the calorie deficit. I've actually booked a holiday for the end of the month, so if I can drop a stone by, because there's going to be a pool, yeah, if I can drop a stone by, we go on the 29th, if I can drop a stone by then, that'd be great, but anything I could lose would be great, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be some beers sunk over that holiday, so if I could lose as much weight as I can by then, that'd be great. Okay, thanks for listening as always. Sorry again it's been late. I'm still trying, so I know I keep promising, I'm trying so hard to get the workout out to record phone interviews, but I think I'm going to have to bite the bullet and invest in some software or something along those lines. But unfortunately that's not going to be till payday, which is the end of the month, so there probably won't be any interviews till then, unless I can get someone to come to my house. But yeah, okay then. Thanks again for listening, guys. Good luck with your weight journeys. Coming up with the social medias and everything, how you can get in contact with us. It'd be great if you do. And thanks again. Speak to you all soon. Until next week. For more information, visit us at www.fatdadblog.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter, @FatDadPod. On Pinterest, @FatDadPod, and follow us on Instagram. You guessed it, FatDadPod.